After tonight's meeting, city council members will exhale a huge sigh of relief. They've spent the last year sniping, stonewalling, and stalling over a plan to raise taxes for capital improvement projects. But now they're set to easily pass an $800 million package paid for with a 3.17-cent property tax hike. The difference a year makes is quite simple, says Councilman Michael Barnes.
I think the major issue was getting the streetcar on a different track, and it looks like that's been resolved by the folks who wanted it, and hopefully we can move forward with our operating and capital budgets on Monday night.
Barnes led a group of council members who objected to the streetcar being funded by property taxes and passed a package last year that did not include the transit project. But Mayor Anthony Fox vetoed that plan. This time around, the city is chasing a federal grant for the streetcar and scrounging spare cash from elsewhere in the budget to make up the difference. The capital improvement plan they're set to pass tonight includes virtually everything else that was in last year's plan. Renovations to Bojangles Arena, street improvements along the Blue Line extension, new police stations, and a host of roads and sidewalks. The tax increase would take effect next month, but the bond package won't get voter approval until next year. Council members will also approve a basic city budget that maintains current services and gives employees a 2% raise. Water, sewer, and stormwater rates will go up in July. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.